in the post-famine time, let's say leading up to World War II, do we have evidence, particularly in Stalin's writings or in his speeches, that he personally felt that the famine was the type of success that he was hoping for? Or did that experience perhaps also open his eyes to the fact that breaking nationalist feelings and sentiments is a little bit more of a challenge than perhaps even he thought?
I think he believed to have won the war. He said this repeatedly, not referring to Ukraine in particular, but for example, it's true that after 1934 they could take away all the grain they wanted without opposition in the countryside. Another sign that actually he believed he had won the war, and this applied to all over the Soviet Union, but also to Ukraine. In 1935, as you know, they gave the peasants the small plots, the private plots, you know, that they could live on. This was a recognition of the fact that starting from then, the majority, what you produced on the Kolkhoz belonged to the state. And you survived basically what you produced on your small plots. But and as to the Ukrainian national question, formally we don't have, of course, documents, but for example, think of the moving the capital back to Kyiv in 1934. This is clearly a sign that he believed that the Ukrainian national problem as a problem to Soviet power had been solved, because as you know, Ukraine, Kyiv had been the capital of Soviet Ukraine, of Bolshevik Ukraine in 1919. The Bolsheviks had to leave it in 1919 because of all these huge peasants' revolts against them in the summer, spring-summer 1919. When the Bolsheviks had returned, the capital was moved to Kharkiv. In 1934, the fact that they moved the capital back to Kyiv, I think, means that in Stalin's eyes, the Ukrainian problem, as far as real independent national movement, was not there anymore. If I have just 1 second to show you why, in a sense, at least in the short run, medium run, and it's understandable, I repeat, they killed millions of people in order to achieve this result. So it's understandable that they achieved it. Think of the role the Ukrainian national movement and the Ukrainian peasantry had during World War One. I'm speaking of Eastern Ukraine, of large Ukraine. From 1916 through 1922, in Ukraine there were many attempts to build independent states. There were huge peasant armies, huge rebellions, political movements, socialist movements of all kinds, as you know. During World War Two, such movements were very much strong in Galicia or in Western Ukraine, where the peasantry had not been tamed with the famine. But if you think of, let's say, larger Ukraine during World War II, a similar crisis to World War I in many ways, the Ukrainian peasant basically, as political independent actor, did not exist. So I think that from this point of view, really the famine had been instrumental into breaking, for a while at least, the spine of the nation. That what Stalin wanted to do. And this is why, for example, I for one think that you can use the word genocide from this point of view, because it doesn't mean he wanted to kill all the Ukrainians, but he really wanted to break the spine of the nation.
Our guest is Professor Andrea Graziosi of the History Department at the University of Naples Federico II, and also President of the Italian Society for the Study of Contemporary History. He is an author, and it was a great pleasure to have him with us on the program today. Dr. Graziosi, I thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. Bye-bye then.